Good evening. You're about to hear for the first time from a man who got caught up in the terror in Boston 2 weeks ago and helped bring it to an end. An immigrant from China, he was carjacked by the suspects, but he escaped and tipped off the police. He worries even now for his safety, so we concealed his identity and altered his voice. John Miller has the interview.
This 26-year-old Chinese entrepreneur, who calls himself Danny, had just pulled over in his new Mercedes on this Boston street to send a text message when a man jumped in.
I thought it's just a robbery, you know. So, but he took out his gun, pointed to me, said to me like, I'm serious. Don't be stupid.
But Danny quickly realized this was more than just a robbery.
He asked me a question like, do you know the Boston explosion on Monday? I said, yeah, yes. And then, you know, I did that, and I just killed a policeman in Cambridge.
The gunman was Tamerlan Tsarnaev. He and his younger brother, Johar, loaded their remaining bombs into Danny's car. The two men spoke to each other in Russian.
Do you understand any of the words in their conversation?
I only heard one word. It's Manhattan.
Manhattan?
Yeah.
Did it seem like they were going there?
Yeah, it seemed like they were going to New York because he asked me another question.
En route to a gas station, Danny's phone rang. It was his roommate who wondered why he wasn't home. Tamerlan pulled the gun out.
If you don't want me to pick up the phone, I want to pick it up. I want to say anything. So he told me that you have to answer his phone, but if you say any single word in Chinese, I will kill you right now.
So when your roommate hears you speaking in English, does he answer in English?
He answered in Chinese.
Saying what?
He was like, why are you speaking in English? Are you okay? Is everything okay? And I just told him, I'm going to sleep over in some my friend's place tonight.
What happens then?
So after I hung up the phone, Tamerlan was very happy. I said, good job, good boy.
So at some point, you start thinking, I need an exit strategy here.
Yeah, I need to figure out a way, you know, to save myself. I have a lot of things to do. I have to unlock the door. I have to unfasten my seatbelt. I have to pull the handle on the door.
At the gas station, Johar left the car to pay. Tamerlan was fiddling with the GPS. Danny knew this might be his last chance.
So how do you do that in your head? Do you say 1, 2, 3?
I was counting. I was 1, 2, 3, 4. And I just do it, and I did it. And I can feel Tamerlan was trying to grab me.
So as you're going, he's reaching out.
Yeah.
And now you're running.
I was running. I was just running as fast as I can, and I never look back.
He ran across the street to this station and pleaded with the clerk to call 911.
Carjacking occurred at Vicky Shell, 1001 Cambridge Street. The victim fled the car at the mobile on Memorial Drive.
If you hadn't escaped, called 911, and put police on the trail of these bombers, that bad things would have happened. I mean, you are a hero in this story.
I don't think I'm a hero, you know, because what I was trying to do is just trying to save myself. And I did something, probably did something good. And I think the police, they are the hero. They exchanged the gunfire with those bad guys. I think they are the heroes.
So Danny felt lucky to get out of this alive and in one piece. His car, the 2013 Mercedes SUV, was not so lucky, Scott. Police used its GPS to track it to where they cornered them. In the shootout, it sustained 32 bullet holes, so the Daimler leasing company says a month and a half into the deal, Danny's car is a total loss. And you know what? He's okay with that.